is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. The war in Europe, the war in the Middle East. The question now about the Americas, as all of the capitals, all of the populations are watching a catastrophe underway, fog of war in the Middle East. But the worst case scenario we can project on the basis of the last and the last and the last conflict. Right now, Israel has declared war on Hamas. However, there are headlines suggestive of larger conflicts ahead. The Wall Street Journal has the one that we are focusing on now. Iran helped plot attack on Israel over several weeks. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, goes the subhead, gave the final go-ahead last Monday. Not only the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, but this. Iranian security officials helped plan Hamas's Saturday surprise attack and gave the green light for the assault at a meeting in Beirut last Monday, according to senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah. Beirut is the capital of the Hezbollah, the terrorist organization. And we apply ourselves right now to what we know about Hezbollah in the Americas, what we know about sympathetic voices in the Americas towards the unprovoked and murderous attack of Hamas on the state of Israel. Joseph, I begin with you because over the last years, you have been a very rich resource for understanding Hezbollah's involvement in Latin America, particularly certain states that have gone through several elections since then. But we have reason to believe that Hezbollah operates training camps or storage camps or R&R, very good relations with several capitals. What can we say about Hezbollah right now in the Americas? Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. No, this is absolutely an angle that needs to be pursued because a lot of the war effort that's happening right now in Israel, that happened previously in Syria, that's happened in Yemen, that's happened in Iraq, even against U.S. soldiers, has been funded by the crime-terror nexus that's purported by Hezbollah and Hamas. I'm going to point you, John, to a 2020 indictment. This is by the Department of Justice. This is not my words. These are the words of a public indictment that was put out by the Department of Justice against a Syrian Venezuelan named Adel El Zubayr. If you read this indictment, it talks about a very similar meeting to what we're talking about, what the Wall Street Journal reported about this meeting in Beirut in Lebanon, but a meeting more than a decade ago in 2009 in Syria between the leaders of Hezbollah, the Revolutionary Guards of Iran, and the leaders of the Qassam Brigades of Hamas meeting in Syria to set up what they called a cocaine for weapons scheme with Venezuela and the FARC. According to this indictment, in 2014, 5 years later, multi-ton shipments of cocaine started arriving into Syria and Lebanon, and in return started arriving weapons from Syria and Lebanon to Venezuela and then to Colombia to give to the FARC. This weapons for cocaine scheme is indicative of this crime terror nexus, this drug terror nexus that's funding a lot of these terrorist organizations and their ability to attack their neighbors. And this is evident with Israel. I want to point to something else, John. We've been working at SFS and along with other organizations, we've been working since 2019 to help Latin American governments understand the seriousness of this crime terror nexus and the necessity to start to designate Hamas, Hezbollah as foreign terrorist organizations, something that had never happened in the region prior to that, despite the attacks that happened in the 90s in Buenos Aires and in Panama, actually. Five governments since then have designated Hezbollah and Hamas as terrorist organizations: Argentina, Paraguay, Colombia, Guatemala, and Honduras. And that effort was going to continue in 2020, but it stopped because of the pandemic. I think today is very important that the governments of Latin America get very clear-eyed about what's happening in the Middle East, how those actors, especially Hamas and Hezbollah, benefit from the narco trade in their countries in Latin America, and how designating them as terrorist organizations does two specific things. It provides capabilities to their authorities to go after the financing, and that's what we're talking about, the funding of these war efforts. And two, it helps educate their populations because there's all kinds of misinformation in Latin America about what Hamas and Hezbollah are. People think that they're just political parties, or they think they're social movements. They don't think they actually carry out these kind of atrocities atrocities that they just shown to carry out against civilians in Israel and against the Palestinian people themselves. So I think that this is an imperative effort, and we're going to release the state. We're releasing a statement at the Center for Secure Free Society that talks about this and calls on Latin American governments to designate Hamas and Hezbollah as a foreign terrorist organization.
And Joseph, the countries, the sovereign states that have not done this, do they, are there any one of them who said absolutely not, or has indicated that they will not go along with this request? Because you named some significant countries that have.
So there's, I put them into two blocks. There's the countries that absolutely will not do this, but there are rogue anti-American regimes. I'm talking about Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Bolivia. Why won't they do this? Because they are criminalized states that benefit from the crime terror nexus that Hezbollah and Hamas have benefited from over the years. But then there's another block of countries that may talk like they want to do this, but need to be urged and pushed to doing it, because they don't naturally move in this direction because of the lobbying efforts that's done by both support networks from Palestinians, Lebanese, Syrians, and others in their countries that are corrupt and using this as an issue to be able to gain political favor. Those are the countries, and I'm talking about Colombia, Brazil, Chile, Honduras, Mexico. Those are the countries that need to be urged and pushed to be able to do something like this. We were making ground on this. The idea of creating this counterterrorism ministerial conference that Ernesto participated in on different occasions in 2019 and 2020, the idea was to be able to create a community of nations that would start to take counterterrorism in Latin America serious, and it was having momentum. The only reason it stopped was because of the pandemic. In fact, they were going to have another meeting in Peru in June of 2020, where an additional two countries were scheduling to designate Hezbollah and Hamas as terrorist organizations. The pandemic obviously stopped that momentum.
Ernesto, we come immediately to you. There is news from Brasilia about this tragedy. Dated the same day of the attack, Brazil hopes to prevent escalation of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, according to Lula da Silva on Saturday, the day of the attack, after his country called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to address the crisis. Brazil, which assumed the Security Council's rotating presidency this month, October, condemned the surprise Hamas attack on Israel on Saturday that killed dozens of people. A statement from the Brazil's foreign ministry reaffirmed a commitment to, quote, two-state solution, end quote, with Palestinians and Israelis coexisting. The quote from the president: Brazil will spare no efforts to prevent an escalation of the conflict, including during its tenure as president of the UN Security Council. Can you help us understand the history of these remarks by Lula da Silva? Because he's been president before. And what does this indicate? Is Brazil undergoing a change of mind given the nature of the horror of this attack? Good evening to you, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. Unfortunately, no, it's not a change of mind. This is a political act by Lula. Lula is pro-Hamas, pro-Iran, pro-Palestinian, is pro the Chinese-Russian-Tehran axis, is pro-Maduro and all the narco-socialists in South America. He has not changed. Lula, on the other hand, he has good political ear. He has good political intuition, of course. I think he knew a different sort of reaction would be totally a disaster for him in terms of the public opinion in Brazil, which is shocked by the facts. But I don't see this going anywhere beyond the words he mentioned, which, by the way, are more measured, right? It's, oh, no escalation. So what that means, that Israel has not the right to eradicate Hamas? Well, in diplomatic terms, Brazil will do nothing. The Security Council meeting yesterday, chaired by Brazil, went nowhere. Brazil is not trying to help in really pointing the bringing the blame where it belongs. Brazil, I mean, this Brazil, Lula's Brazil, will only be there for, this sort of wishy-washy kind of middle-of-the-ground attitude. It's the Palestinians, it's Israel's, and that would lead to nothing. So unfortunately, we see Brazil on the wrong side of everything that's good and justice in the world. There's a war out there. There's a huge chessboard, a huge theater of operations. It's not only the Middle East. Latin America is obviously part of that chessboard. Not so obviously, right? But unfortunately, but it is very deeply in the same chessboard with the events and the facts that Joseph described here and many others. The interconnections between Middle Eastern terrorism, Iranian-backed terrorism, and regimes, governments, entities in Latin America. So what Brazil now does is basically to give diplomatic cover to the drugs-terror nexus. They Lula can speak whatever he wants, but Brazil got much, much closer to Iran during the first months of his administration. I don't see them breaking that. This reproduces the pattern of his previous administrations. The guy who runs his foreign policy, which is not the foreign minister, it's a former foreign minister, Celso Amorim, who now is a special advisor. He has deep, deep ties to Iran. He oversaw this shameful operation in 2010 that wanted to help Ahmadinejad to get a nuclear bomb. So I don't know. Maybe that's something there in terms of renewed nuclear cooperation. I don't know. There have been rumors in the past. The fact is, this is where Brazil's at. And this brings more light to something I tend to repeat here in this show, the blindness of Biden's administration regarding Lula and what Lula means. So Biden is still enabling Lula. He thinks Lula is a normal politician. It's clear that Biden administration supported Lula in the elections last year. And Lula is making Brazil a member of the terror axis that is now threatening Israel, it's threatening Europe, it's threatening the whole of Africa, and threatening Latin America.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Omar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. We're going to start in Caracas and head to Bogota and the Palestinian attack on Israel, planned and green-lighted, says the Wall Street Journal, by Iran, the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, and its surrogate, Hezbollah. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.